Night Show. When the truth is around and the good people grow. It's early in the morning and I want some meditation. Before we get up, I know what my occupation. Carry bowling and a rental bike station. They talk about a balance of vibration. Global warming and a soaring situation. Terror soaring and alarming every nation. Children dying and a crying from the same one. Tell me, does this sound like fun? No, the news is the news. Every station, every broadcast I choose. The news and the news. Violence and crime on the time and on the news. But rental vibes, 105.5. They keep the music alive. The children and I are the truthies. But they never get it from the news. Well, have you ever taken time to just think of how many crimes a day they must rain out? On the internet, the television, and the radio. I got size, my sales, and my twists, and my show. They would only talk about the people and the places. They do things like the night of the races. Advertisement says that we so outrageous. We would be on the pages, yeah. Turn up your radio. This is Kevin Mullins and the Rebel Light Show. When the truth is around and the good people grow. The children, the crying,
Holiday Monday. It's another edition of Rebel Vibes, and we're giving it to you live with a lot of great Canadian talent. We got friends from Bermuda coming in today. We've got friends abroad we're going to be speaking to. It's going to be a great show, so we want you to stay tuned. Give us a call here, 416-736-5656, if you got a request on your Holiday Monday.
Na 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 na. Flowers dead by
Hope you have an amazing holiday Monday. I know you're driving on the highway or probably even kicking back at home watching us. That sounds funny, eh? Watching us while you're listening to us on Rogers Digital Cable Channel 945. Or you can get interactive with us right on www.thejamkingshow.com/Rebel Vibes. And we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after this.
Hey everyone, this is Yolanda, no last name, just a first name. Come to you to tell you about Power Edge Marketing Group, the home on the internet for the community. We have teamed up with people all over, yes, nationwide. And join me as we invite the Jam King Show and making my way up to the top of the USA into Canada. We have Rebel Vibe. You can listen to her every Monday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, to get what me, we, and all of us are doing to bring to you the latest in news, entertainment, and Caribbean beats. So get ready to take off with Yolanda as we advertise, talk, and you tell us what you want to hear by registering right now today at PowerEdgeMarketingGroup.com today. I'll see you there.
I'm here for Tony Fair Wagwan. Wagwan! Rebel Vibes with Kerry Mullings and Traffic Man Tony. Yeah, man, Titus just land. Run it, star. Run it. We love it.
And so do I. We won't hate it if we make you cry. This foolish game is bound to hurt the ones we love. And that's who I'm thinking of.
If it's just from the stars, when met, we knew we had to go.
We'll be right back.
Rescue Me. You can check it out on YouTube. There's a video that goes with that too, so check it out. Tanya Mullings Music. I want to say good morning, of course, to all the chatters on the JamKingShow.com and our good friends down at the at Power Edge Marketing Group, and of course Jobless Presents out there in New York City, and our affiliates Yo Soul Reggae Colombia. I know you're streaming live right now, and OneHarmonyRadio.com. Lots of things going on, and we got a crew from Bermuda that's going to tell you about great things happening down there in the beautiful island. They're called the Chewstick Collective, and we're going to get into some talking with them, so don't go anywhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
Listening to the voice of Saita from Diplomat Sound. And as we said, he stepped out when Obama made president. He said he would turn an artist if Obama made president. And sure enough, he did. We want to say good day to Rosa down there at turntable and apologize for our absence at the iOctane show. Plates because we keep it internationally friendly here on this international show. Welcoming from the International Reggae Show, formerly of Galaxy Radio 99.5 FM, but now running large on OneHarmonyRadio.com. Welcome, musical genius. How you doing?
I'm all right, sis. How are you? Everything blessed?
Everything is very blessed. So tell us what's going on in the UK.
Well, before we do that, what up? Big special you have there, so you, lad, but we could dust off my wood.
You know what? You can't tell your brethren on that side, the Clinark, and them artists. May I look for some big jingles from them? Because they're my big artists.
Well, they might log in right now on OneHarmonyRadio.com so he can hear that loud and clear.
You see it? Clinark.
So, yesterday was the last day of the London International Skiffest, which features Ken Booth, David Andrew Collins, Bob Marley, Bob Andy, and Marcia Griffiths. And that went off very well. And basically no events this week, but what we got is the top five, my top five, and artists of the week, so I'll give you that now. Number five is Rescue Me, Tanya Mullins. Number four, If I Follow My Heart, Fiona. Number three, Talawa Bingi Fire. Number two, Empress by My Side, Papa Michigan. And number one, Thank You to Touch, Business Signal. So that is the charts. What time are you here, the charts, in the carry?
Yeah, long overdue for them.
Yes, for real. And the artist of the week is UK artist Goldie Rance, originally from Kingston, Jamaica. He's got an album out called Adrenaline featuring back-to-back one Goldie, one Gregory Isaacs. So, yes, it's back-to-back with Gregory Isaacs, and that is the artist of the week today. And, yes, carry very short, but you don't know next year we extend it to semi. And other than that, it's all about the International Reggae Show today on www.oneharmonyradio.com between the hours of 12 your time till 3. And we will have artist Isaac on the show this afternoon. Also, we've got link-ups with Atlanta, Georgia with Rico Vibes. We've got link-ups with Gamble with Selector Hands. And we've also got straight out of Maryland, Baltimore, Claws X Ultra Relish Radio. That is the lineup for today, Kerry. So in the meantime, if you want to send me tunes, it's all about what the email address again, Kerry. You're telling me your email address.
Promos at the International Reggae Show. .co.uk.
That's the one. That's
all right. We get the check this time, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We get it this time.
Good vibes. So encouraging everyone, when you have your downtime and you want to hear reggae radio outside of the wonderful CHRY 105.5 FM, log in to oneharmonyradio.com and take in Musical Genius and the entire crew over there. And I want to say good morning to Princess K out in Jamaica.
All right, then, sir. So we take care, yeah?
Yes, take care. Bless her.
Bless her.
And giving respect to our friend out of Bermuda, who we knew tore up Toronto streets for many, many years, was one Collie Buds. We got some of his friends inside the house from Bermuda. We're giving this one in tribute. This is Esco Levi and Cyborg.
Let's go have a life. Never joke a smoker. Never skin a winner. Let's go have a fight. Never joke a smoker. Babylon burning as a perfect. And that's why you cry.
some wonderful voices here from the Chew Stick Collective. They tore it up this weekend inside the Train studio Thursday night. And then they saw Addis Ababa Restaurant and the Orbit Room on Saturday night. And we got Combat here to give you something live.
Ha. Peace to Bermuda, peace to Chew. With more love and peace in Bermuda, you know what I mean? So I'ma just kick a little something based on love and all that, you know? Chat. Chat. Love's a funny word, but it's written for a reason. A logical left brain just complicates the meaning. Love for human beings, agape. Love pretty girls like Wale. Soldier of love like Sade. Boy, I want to send them my way. Still love my brothers, compadre. Love Pop, he did it for Thug Bay. Hey, rest in peace, Kelly. I got cadre. Ha. Two sides to a coin, and there's two ends to a spectrum. Two lips on my face, so listen, people, check them. You wouldn't know love without hate. So peace to my haters, your love makes me great. Ha. The thing I hate most, fake love. Yeah, the thing I love most is to make love. So, baby girl, I'm not a fake blood. Nah, my heart beats for you and it's Avatar Blue. You know that. Yes.
Yes, goes by the name of Combat, and he's part of this collective, which consists of Do Hurts, Mari, J.I.V., Joy T. Barnum, Case, it's Case, right? Case, King Somner, Combat, as you just heard, Live Wires, Ramon Clark, and this is Riddler has a bucket of Riddler, Charla, who's in the house, yeah. And Steven Johnstone, and it was a huge showcase of artists performing their original poetry, R&B, hip-hop, folk, reggae, and you guys came down here to represent ChewStick.org.
Yep, that's the website. You can get all the information about the nonprofit organization on the website, ChewStick.org, and we're doing it big, like Bermuda to the world right about now. You know, you heard of Colonel from Bermuda, Carly Buds, you know what I mean? And then you got me, the outlaw star, the one and only, you know what I mean? So, shout out to everybody in Bermuda, Live Wires, all the reggae artists, Slanger, you know, we're doing it real big right about now, you know?
I hear that. So now we got two lovely ladies are inside the studio, but you see what? They're multitasking. Because Carlita Lodge, she's the event coordinator, social media for the Chew Stick Foundation, poet, and videographer today. Let's draw a mic down and welcome you to Rebel Vibes. And we're glad that you switched up your thing and we're able to be here.
Yeah, it's great to be here today. It's real exciting because I'm a York alum, so I'm back on campus, repping CHRY. It's real nice. This is Charla. She's with me. She's a spoken word artist and volunteering extraordinaire for the Chew Stick Foundation.
Yeah, so you also spit lyrics.
Yes.
Do you?
I don't have to be a rapper doing.
No. You just so, but we can leave some music in the background for you, right? Yeah, we're gonna test you. Okay, let's
get pressure's on.
The pressure's on. Pressure's on. Go ahead, girl.
My mind rises like the smoke that I inhale while puzzle beats become immersed in me and I turn into the essence of the lands and poetry takes over me. I am drunken, eye whites rolling. I'm as deep as my third eye vision that's been stolen by the perverse hands of those who've crushed me to such a minuscule being and I'm not really seeing what I'm seeing. No, I'm just breathing while I'm stealing words from the wind's fingertips as she whispers feeling into my hips and I'm sick and that's all I have for you today.
Yeah, but you made the challenge. Yeah, give her props, you made the challenge. We call that thing here on Rebel Vibes. It's something we only do on a holiday Monday now. We call it Singers in the Neighborhood, and we're glad that we got some international family coming international here in Canada and doing the thing. And happy return to
you.
Because as a York University alumni, and coming back. You as soon as you got in the studio, first thing you asked for was Calibus. So not only does she represent Bermuda, but she knows that Calibus would be a played artist here on Rebel Vibes, as we're all Canadian content. And he lived here for some time. How long did you live here and go to school and do what you were doing?
I lived in Toronto. I went to York for 4 years. I also lived in Belleville for a year. So.
Wow. Well, that means one thing. You know how to enjoy yourself on a social outing. Have a good time, because there's not too much to do in Belleville.
That's why I moved to Toronto. But yeah, with Chew Stick Foundation, we're doing great things. It's a nonprofit. We work with the community, artist development, outreach with youth, and really engaging people through the creative. We have this great show in the summer called Beach Fest. You can check it out at beach-fest.com. We have everything. There's music all day and all night. We had Dead Prez there 2 years ago. There's sports. There's fun. There's people in bathing suits. You know what I'm talking about. It gets sexy.
Yeah. Well, no, I personally don't know what you're talking about. We want bathing suit. You know, put on bathing suit, but no way. Bathing suit in a bathtub, but not out of room. No, sorry. So, well, no, we're just joking.
Yes, maybe.
Why your face red? She always kills herself laughing. It's just like, Yo, I'm certain things. Like, we've gone through some transitions here, so you gotta know the joke. I've been fitted on air for bustiers. I've been fitted on air for body magic, which was big body tragic to me. And I've gone through a lot of things, like, I'm gonna get slim and I'm gonna get thin this and I'm gonna do that, but you all know what? God made me as I am.
And you're beautiful.
Thank you. Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
I heard that. All right, hold on. Let me get one of these fans here. Turn off here now, because it's getting on in here.
You're getting the Burmy loving.
Yeah, I'm telling you. So this is your first time. Well, not you. It seems like you may have had a little bit to do with knowing the background of Toronto and how beneficial coming here to do music would have been for the collective.
Definitely. I mean, this is our second international tour last year. The crew toured up in New York City. And next year, we're thinking of going to the United Kingdom.
So this United
was,
Kingdom.
This was our Toronto tour.
Yes, it was. So I'm going to chew up everything.
We do. We take it big. Big bites.
I like this. You know, I like the name of the collective, most importantly, because when you're sitting in a circle and you're reasoning out and you know, whether it be a chew stick or a ganja sniffer, we advocate for that right here on Rebel Vibes. You're going to get under a medi, and when you come together with a large number of people who are extremely talented, I'm sure the creativity is just like, if you don't have a creative mind, it's like, stay away from that, because that's too powerful.
It's all about storytelling. Everybody has a story to share.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and as far as, like, you know, the creative side, she's looking for the people to come up that ain't really so as creative, just for inspiration, seeing me.
So you're like, you're kind of like, you're outing some people, so to speak.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We got a lot of talent, a lot of talent in Bermuda.
Listen, you know? the way Nat came back and was like, she didn't even come back. She called me from where she was at. She BBM me. If I show you the list, oh my God, these guys are beep, 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 beep. I can't say all of the stuff that she said, but she was praising you guys, and I mean, she's like, okay, I'm gonna link you back at midnight. But I called her before midnight, and she linked back. Okay, I gotta tell you about. And I heard all about you guys with enthusiasm, which to me means that you blew her away. And we heard that from other people who attended this, because we do check into our network, and you had a very good support for this. And there's more people that need to support this.
Yeah.
More people. Most importantly, on how to support this, and I'm going to talk to Sharla, because Sharla kind of quiet over there. Says, yo. So, Sharla, as a volunteer to the Chew Stick Collective, how can others get involved in making this grow?
I think the most important thing with Chew Stick is getting recognition out there. So people can visit our website, www.chewstick.org. You can make donations on that website. And we also have a Facebook page. And Carly really knows more about getting involved than I do.
Okay.
We're looking for anybody that wants to have a voice and share it on our website. We're looking for writers. We need volunteers. We need people to come party with us for Beach Fest. So, again, I'm going to have to reiterate. Beach-Fest.com, July 27th and 28th.
Okay.
It's going to be bananas.
So we're going to talk about Beach Fest. Because Beach Fest is Chewstick's annual event.
Yes.
How many years have you been doing this now?
This will be the sixth year.
Sixth year? Wow. Emancipation celebrate. Is it?
It's every year.
I need to come to Bermuda.
It started from...
I see the price. Flights as low as three. Yeah, but okay, we take the flight. Then we'll stay. Charlotte, okay, I come stay at your yard, okay? I come to stay at your gates, my girl.
We sleep on the beach.
Yeah, we do. We did that in Barbados at the Barbados Reggae Splash 2004. Literally. Slip on the beach on a hammock and what a nice, not that we didn't have a place to stay. Just the producers and organizers in that festival don't feel away. We had a beautiful villa to sleep in. It's just that we couldn't quite walk from where we were at the beach back to that beautiful villa after the drinking and the partying and the puff puff pass. But we had a great time. And July 27th to 28th in Bermuda, you can join this collective of great talent and enjoy yourself. They're going to have... How many people usually attend this? Not that you're going to limit the number this year, because it's going to blow up about now.
I mean, it's a free event. It started as just like an annual tradition. It's a holiday in Bermuda. So it started with like 2,000 people. Last year, we had 9,000 people. We're expanding it to 2 days this year. So we're thinking that it's going to be big. Maybe 12, 15,000 people. Like,
what?
We want you there.
Okay, okay. So check it out, www.beachfest. And then there's a little
beach
hyphen.
Dash
yeah, beach dash. I said hyphen. We got some people right now saying, what? No, beach-fest.com. Flights as low as $300 and less than, it's just less than 3 hours from Toronto, Boston, New York, D.C., Atlanta, Miami. Everybody jump on a plane, go down, enjoy the vibe. Charlotte already said we can all stay at her house, so we got no problem. So tell me about the night, like coming from you, because they're being humble about how the event was, how the events were, because they had three events. Again, they performed Thursday night at the Train Studio, Addis Ababa Restaurant on Friday, and the Orbit Room on Saturday night. And you were there Saturday night, right?
Yeah, it was amazing. They're all, this collective is full of not only wonderful artists, but wonderful people and genuine souls, you know, and that's, I think, what really attracted me to it. One of my best girls in the city is from Bermuda, and she's been talking about Chewstick for years, and so finally I was able to, you know, meet these people and see what they can do, and it was just unreal, and it's so reminiscent of, you know, the industry, or lack thereof, in Canada, you know, all this talent that's being swept on, you know, and I just really wanted to do everything that I could as, you know, an ambassador of Toronto to help these guys get out there, you know, and they were in Regent Park on Saturday doing a songwriting workshop with the youth over there, part of the focus group, which is, you know, to keep the youth out of trouble and, you know, keep them motivated and inspired in music and photography. And, you know, it just, they have an artist in their collective by the name of Joy T. Barnum. And let me tell you, I called Carrie yesterday in quite the emo state, and I was listening to her CD, and she was just speaking to me, and she, unreal. Like, and one of many, like Stefan as well, his spoken word stuff, amazing, you know. Mm-hmm. And they had an awesome band that reminded me of Fusion. DIA is the name of the band. Kofi Milty, you know, the guys in that, amazing artists.
Shout out to my man, Derek on the bass. Shout out to Scarlett on the drums. You know that man, Milton on the keyboard, and Kofi on the guitar. Shane, really, band DIA is out of this world.
Yeah.
I actually have my first time performing with them at the Orbit Room.
Where are they from? From here in Toronto?
Bermuda.
Everybody came in.
Yeah.
There's like 25 of them.
Wait,
yo, hook me up with your travel agent, man.
Yo,
25 one time? One of us get big deals.
Big people get big deals.
Big people get big deals. And it's a big thing. We're going to encourage you again to check out chewstick.org. Just as it sounds, it's spelled chewstick.org. We want all of our friends worldwide to jump on this one. Show them support. Show them love. And definitely go down to the Beach Fest. where you can put a look like bikini and beans and all kind of.
I'll be in next year's pictures.
Yeah, I'm good.
I am already there. Carrie, we need to get you on board. Yeah, exactly.
But see, I don't have a problem going to Bermuda. I have a problem with the beans part. Bermuda's fine. We'll just be fully clothed.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, we love. Women in Bermuda of all sizes. You see what I'm saying? Whenever you come on the beach, you could be fully clothed or in your two piece or one piece. We're gonna love you and show you a good time.
I'm gonna put y'all to the challenge then now. Next year's flyer, put somebody out there that look like me. All these little skinny girls. Charla. Work on our behalf here, my girl. Talk to them. I want to see some full figure plus size girls.
I promise you, I'll be on next year's flyer.
All right.
Maybe in a swimsuit, not a bikini.
No, definitely not a thong bikini. For Carrie Mullen, that's a wrong bikini. You don't do it. But we're laughing and joking, and we're all beautiful people, and we make jokes about this. But it seems like just looking at the pictures and meeting you guys here today and the enthusiasm that Matt gave me when she met you guys, you're wonderful people, and I know your collective is definitely going to go far. It just needs some more support, and it needs more people reaching out to invite this collective to come into their city and make a change. I mean, it's not only a creative balance for you, but it's definitely going to be enlightening and inspiring. And back to the Beach Fest, it's going to be a blast, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
You have no idea.
It's going to be bananas?
Bananas off the hook.
No. We have an artist here, Progress. And bananas is his biggest thing. And he's from Barbados. Is this like a... No, I better not say small island right now. Because I'm three people like flinging dots at me one time. What do you mean?
Bermuda is a small island.
Oh, okay.
Without exception, it's a small island. So to have 15,000 people on the beach, the population about 65,000,
70,000. That's a whole
lot of
people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, you know what I mean? It's going to be that type of event where it's going to be all love, partying. And if you ever been to Bermuda and seen the beaches, they're almost uncomparable in the world. Trust me, pink sand at your feet, palm trees, you know what I mean? We have some good trees for your lungs, you know what I mean? Lung swizzles.
That's what I'm looking for.
You can come to
finally, the herbs come around. That's my collie bud. It sounds like it's going to be a blast. So, and we, you know, we're going to work on this one. And, because this is one of those events that would be really, really cool to, like, broadcast from back to Canada.
Yeah.
We're down.
Will you say you're down?
Yeah. I don't think you're down.
Get the paperwork, sign a contract, we're down. So, Natasha, tell me, if you would pick, say, a promoter in the city or a venue in the city that you think could draw and get a packed house for this collective, which one would you... put them in?
There's a couple that I could think of off the top of my head. I mean, something along the lines of like Revival or Opera House with that awesome stage, you know, great acoustics, the Great Hall as well. And you know what? That was the unfortunate part about this was a lot of these events were followed by house bands. So these guys unfortunately had to be off the stage by 10, 11 o'clock on these nights. The Train Studio, big up the Train Studio, but unfortunately they didn't come through with a liquor license and didn't notify anybody.
Ooh, Frank.
Yeah.
It was a tropical vibe.
And you know, these guys made the best of every situation. You know, it was trying at times through getting the equipment to making sure everybody's where they were supposed to be. You know, big up Gavin. You know, he is a trooper in this crew, really doing a lot of wonderful things, big in orchestrating the workshop with the kids. And yeah, it was phenomenal. You have to check them out. Big up Chewstick, big up everybody in the crew. Just beautiful souls all around, and you know, I really appreciate and feel great to have met them all.
You know what? I'm appreciating my spot here on CHRY 105.5, and just realize like we're 20 minutes past the break. See what happens when you get caught up in some good stuff. So we're gonna take a commercial break. We're gonna come back, and we're gonna be. I know she's manifestors is like, what is this girl doing? For all of your advertising needs, please link up with Melissa Beckford at 416-736-5145.
Check it out. 4 p.m. and 8 p.m.
We had this dream of a handsome foreigner would have saved me from his
head. We know a little Spanish.
Can't Spanish to make it go.
Será, será. Aloe vera.
Aloe vera.
You are happy. Ocho Rios. Midnight at Moose Cream, presented by Evelina Adventures. Coming to Toronto this Mother's Day weekend. For tickets and information, call the Moose Cream hotline. 905-887-3297. Midnight at Moose Cream, the fun got done.
Yeah, Karen Mullins, you don't know this is Tasha T. We gotta rectify the problem. Let's live and learn to solve them. We gotta make it work together for the children. I say, hey, you don't know Kerry Mullings are the Rebel Vibes. Every Mondays from 10 to 12 p.m. Check it.
Big up, this is not Stick Up, Stick Up. Yeah, this is Ron Mouchette saying big up to Kerry Mullings. You know, beautiful Kerry from Rebel Vibes. And right now it's time for the Ultra National segment. This is Renard T from Ultra Canada. Get a chance to eat the food in Canada. So, Kerry, come to us. Artists, eat your food, eat your food, eat your food.
I'm
international segment from Bermuda. You heard him already, Combat. So tell us about the track, Combat.
Yes. This track right here is my group that I'm a part of named Three Kings. And we got a super producer by the name of Dubs. And he made the beat. That's me on the first verse and me on the hook as well. So the track came about just, you know, being in the hood. You know how it is, you're around your friends, you got a producer, you got artists, and, you know, there's a collective, the music's playing and looping in the background. And it just came
in the background. You hear the accent? In the background. Did you say it again?
In the background.
We had Shane Free from Barbados here a few weeks back, and it's a very similar accent. So okay. Go on, it's all sweet. It's all sweet. Keep that.
So, you know, at the end of the day, we're just here promoting just what we're trying to do as far as Three Kings. We're trying to turn the summer up. If you heard the music and you heard the beat and the rhythm and everything, that's one of them records that the summer needs. You know what I mean? So we're just trying to do it as on an independent, grand, grassroots level and give you the best music. So, you know what I mean? You'll be used to that in that circuit, in that underground circuit. You know what I mean? Quality recordings, you know, quality verses. And shout out to the whole Bermuda. Shout out to the whole folk. My super producer, Civil Wise, a.k.a. R-Real. I got a lot of Toronto connections. Sean Wave is a super producer out here. My man is Trace Motivate. So, I mean, I could talk all day, so you might want to give me some direction.
Well, tell us one more time about Choosedick.org and jump back to what brought you here, which was the collective.
No doubt. You know, I'm an artist that's in Bermuda. I was away in school in Atlanta taking advantage of a lot of opportunity. And when I graduated and came back home, I was kind of worried because I didn't necessarily know how I was going to get my music out there as far as performing and all that type of stuff. And, you know, I was a coming to Choosedick, and I'm a quiet guy, so I stay in the background and watch everything. So I peeped the whole vibe out, and it was a dope vibe. So I go up there and do a few spoken words. And, you know, Gavin, who's one of the main guys around Choosedick, he knows I'm an artist. And, you know, I had a griot session, because they do griot sessions as well, and that was my platform to tell my story. You know, it's called the Neo Griot Session. It's the new storytelling. So I told my story, and, you know, it was a good turnout, good vibes. And I auditioned for the Toronto tour, which is what we want to know, and I made it, obviously. And I was here, and the opportunity is out of this world, and I'm just happy to be a part of this. I came to Toronto last year, November, with the on the Canadian Indie Movement. Shout out to the Canadian Indie Movement. Gave me an opportunity to come out here and perform. So this is my second time in the city performing, and I didn't think it would be so soon. So, you know, at the end of the day, Choosedick made it happen for what I'm doing right now, and all praises and honor goes to the organization and the nonprofit. So, you know, I work with them too, go to the prisons and to the youth prison and talk to the young boys up there and try to get them to explore the creative side, songwriting, poetry, storytelling side. And, you know, Choosedick is doing big things in Bermuda. So shout out to Chu, shout out to the Three Kings, Mariuri, Sig. I gotta shout out my people, you know that, right?
Well, run down the list of the collective again that came on this tour.
All right, we got Duhatch. Duhatch evolved as an artist on this tour, and his dope. Amari as well. Amari's a female rapper, and she's real dope. She's representing for the females real well. We got J.I.V. He blasted the latest with his voice.
You're the accent again.
He blasted the latest with his voice, and is a dope artist too. Joy T. Bonham is probably one of our more international recognized artists. Her on tour.
She's just come off tour.
Say that again.
Oh, she just came off tour with Heather Nova. So yeah, she just came from a European tour. So exactly. She's our big superstar with the big voice.
Exactly. Shout out to Joy. Me and Joy went to school. At Cole Bermuda Institute. She's older than me, but we went to the same school. Also, we got Case. Case is one of the resident artists there at Choosedick. And him and the band DIA, when they go on stage, they close the whole show. And oh my word, they definitely turn it up with that last performance at the closer. My man King Sumner, you know what I mean? Shout out to King Sumner. King Sumner is definitely a conscious brother that's on his grind. I want to encourage him to get more songs recorded because his voice is real dope. You know what I mean? You got me, Combat the Outlaw Star, representing Force One all day, every day, and Three Kings. I did my thing, of course. We have Live Wires, who actually quickly became one of my favorite reggae artists in Bermuda. with mm-hmm. his songs and his messages that he puts in his songs, like Nylon the Man and stuff. Ramon Clark. And my last name's Clark, too. He's not my brother, but I just had to throw that in there. His dope. His real dope. His got a, he actually has a hit song called That Thing You Have. And he performed that at the Hill, or at the couple of venues. His real dope. We went to the same school as well. The Riddler. Classic, legendary artist in Bermuda. And has been doing this thing for a long time. So shout out to the Riddler. One of my favorite songs of him is Kids Having Kids. He put that out back in the day. Of course, you're a Charla. Charla's style is almost shy, but it's so powerful. Like, you know what I mean? When you check it out, it's so innocent and powerful. And her sister Deja are like two of my favorite female poets in Bermuda. Yes. And last but not least, the great Stephen Johnson. He's one of the Bermuda ambassadors in Toronto. So he came out here and he done his thing. And his style of poetry is a style that I ain't never heard before. You know what I mean? I ain't never seen before. So he ripped it. And shout out to the band, DIA. That's last but not least, DIA. Oh, Gavin and Jeeb. Them two, they organize it with Carly, but they also perform. Carly's a beautiful spoken word artist. She didn't plug herself in, but I'm a plugger. She does spoken word as well. And you know what I mean? We'll represent Bermuda on a level that it's never really been represented before, because, you know, artists come out of Bermuda and, you know, they represent, y'all, artists, say Carly Buzz, Clinoc, the themselves. But you brought a whole bunch of artists that probably would have never, like, say, take a Dewhurst or Jeef, they probably would have never really, or not yet, of course, been out here to perform in another country. So what True Stick is doing for artists in general, I'm proud to be a part of it. And, you know, check us out at Beach Fest. I'm going to be ripping the Beach Fest stage. You know what I mean? So, you know, let's get it.
All right. We're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to come back. And we're going to remind you one last time about Beach Fest and run down this week's Top 10 Report.
Listen. Gibbery gibber baby, carry my rings in love, well, yeah. Gibbery gibber baby, yes. Yes, this is Len Hammond, and you're listening to Kerry Mullins and the Rebel Vibes.
This is Jay Cartier. Hey. Yeah, man, Jay Cartier, that's bring up the real Jam King. Always keep the crowd moving.
Surrounded by them.
sicker than before. It's Sean Bush knocking at the Rebel Vibes door. I'm here for Don't Touch That Dial. Let me take you through the Rebel Vibes top 10. Top of the top, brr, top 10. For this week, your number 10 song on the Rebel Vibes is Living a Star.
Number 10.
Shining on the midnight.
Exit number 6.
Spell it out.
RebelVibes.chry.fm. REBELVIBEC. Yeah, you're my Kerry Mullins. Me day night long talk, you know, man. Sean Bush has a book club. And listen to the number 3 song.
You listen to the Rebel Vibes Top 10 and your number 3 song this week on the chart, yeah.
Them select the family, let them make it to number one. So you have a ceremony, see how a sandwich this one, you know. All the different other fans, pick up the song where the people themselves the number one song. It's not me, but the people have choice, right?
Yeah.
I'm about to think you, tell me what you're thinking. I'm about to really, 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 really thinking. It's Rebel Vibes Top 10. Rebel, 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 Rebel Vibes. Somebody top, 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 top 10. It's a beautiful cover boy, Sean Bush. And see me here from your next beat. Your number one song is...
At Rebel Vibes at chry.fm. And we got Matt Allen here from Certified Cash.
Yes, yes.
Going to tell us about an event that's going to be taking place. Tell us about that, Matt.
Yes. What up, Carrie? How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well, thanks.
Hi, people. How are you? This is Matt Allen, manager for Certified Cash. You know, tuning in to Rebel's Vibes. And we're going to be having an event coming this week, April 28th, in Oshawa from 8 a.m. to 3 a.m. Or 8 p.m. to 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So just tune in.
We're in Oshawa. What's the venue and all that information? I know I threw you on the spot. I didn't even take the flyer or nothing. That's just start the thing.
Not a problem. Not a problem. Always ready. No, it's going to be at 145 King Street East.
Okay.
It's going to be in Oshawa. And the actual location is called the Green Bottle Lounge.
The Green Bottle Lounge.
Yes.
Hopefully not Green Rain. We don't want to buckle nobody, but come out. Yeah. Certified Cash has been holding down the hip-hop scene, doing their thing, Toronto's finest. And if you want to get involved with them, you can be at 145 King Street in Oshawa, or they can get linked in the World Wide Web via how?
Yes, you can go through the Facebook, go on to Lucky Malad. If you want to get any invitations, just suggest an invitation to a friend, then tell a friend to tell a friend, and you know how we already do it.
Yeah. We do it so on and so on and absolutely. So on. Thanks a lot, Matt. Allen from...
Quick question. Just one more thing. We have another event that's going to be following up. Actually, two of them. One, May 21st at the Vapor Central. That's going to be the release party for this thing of ours, as well as July 23rd on Jamaica Day.
Okay, well,
Roundwater Kingdom.
That's way down the road, so you're going to have to come back and tell us about that one.
Certainly, not a problem.
All right. That's Matt Allen from Certified Cash. We're going to take the commercial break and come right back after this.
Yells, this is Melodic, and I'm just reminiscing, yeah. Say we about down a yard, say when we used to play in a game of marble and card. But mama moved me when I gone, we over broad, and oh, I miss Jamaica. But you know what? I feel like I'm in Jamaica every day when I listen to Rebel Vibes with the beautiful Kerry Mullins, you know, and CHRY 105.5 FM. Tune in, y'all, and just Rebel Vibes.
www.progressreggae.com and go on YouTube and put in there Progress Enemy and check out the stuff he did live up at Chalawa Studios. But this one's free, the latest release.
We'll be right back.
Levi lately and doing great things. Again, we're encouraging you to get onto the YouTube and bring up Esco Levi Bleach and watch the new video. It's mad. And what's going to be mad is Corrections doing something in association with Super Naughty, and they're presenting Melodies of the Heart inside the Elma Combo at 464 Spadina Avenue. And all this is going to take place on Sunday, May the 22nd. You've got Cyborg, Django, Isis, Humble, Sonia Collymore, Tanya P, Delegate, Priceless Dancers, Tanya Mullings, Lindo P, and of course Correction himself, all backed by the Hardcore Band and Rhythmatics Band. That's a new one. Rhythmatics.
I know, you saw that flow.
Rhythmatics. So this is music by Guns N' Roses, Tasha Roses, Lodge Up Yourself, Super Naughty, You Don't Know, Durham's Finest, Black Reaction featuring Blacks. I mean, they're another huge, they're all over the place. So we don't know Blacks done the place. Long time. Tickets available in Scarborough, at Malvern, Two Line Music Hut, Treasure Isle Records, Urban Fashion, Custom Cuts, $15 in advance, $20 at the door. Morning Ride crew will be there, and Correction will be there. And tell us what it's all about, Correction.
Well, definitely. This event is a new event that Correction is actually organizing. You know, it's artists giving back to the community. What I was thinking about was creating an event and also, you know, putting proceeds to charity. And what the charity is all about is Sick Kids Hospital. I know a lot of us have been affected by Sick Kids Hospital in one way or the other. For me, it was a direct because of my daughter. And also, when it comes to the other group that I wanted to promote and give back to charity is the Sickle Cell Association of Ontario. So those are two definite charities that I want to give back to proceed to. So it's not necessarily Correction that try to make money. It's more.
It's more for the charity.
You know, that's what we call it, Melodies of the Heart.
Nice. So we're going to have more on this show and much more next week and weeks to follow here on Rebel Vibes. Follow Correction on Facebook, MySpace, What's It Not. We're leaving you again with Dubplate of Esco Levi, making way for Charmaine and Oprah's Propaganda. And reminding you that Beach Fest from July 28th and the 27th and 28th is a place to be, and if you want to follow Combat, do so at Force One Combat on the Twitter.
Well, this is Rebel Vibes, and you don't know, this is Esco Levi representing. Sin, Karen Mullins, big up a 7, Empress, you don't know, 105.5, it's all right. This is Scott Scott. And take away your crown. Oh, Rebel Vibes, sweet, sweet Rebel Vibes. Come on, let's get those up and sound, yeah. And take away your crown. Different somewhere from different places. Let's get Mullins and get boxed from them faces. 105.5 for my lifetime. Rebel Vibes is gonna play for my lifetime. Big up all the faces.
Propaganda. This is the